my face is about, go a little bit below our head, and then I want to go back to the tasers that we learned yesterday and share with you, I think, a tenet and the kasha that the Marsha asked on the tasers. Presented with a Zeta Shovet, looks like a classic Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai Zeta Shovet, Domea. To let you know that there are five Maras Domim that are Midoraisa, four reds and one black, which is red Shaloka, which is oxidized red. I'd like to go ahead and ignore that, we'll pick up all the tosis and refresh your memory where we're up to. Let's start again. So we weren't here yesterday. Let's pick up again from you test some of these at the top of the omen. Hayorok are covered by Mahalom and Tamri. I told you how important, I think, a Hezbo that's not presented that way in the Acholim. The whole idea of what is Dam can only be understood if you realize that the word Dam could refer to body fluids. And therefore the Gemara wants to know which body fluid is called dam. So that's the whole idea, I think, of Akavya ben Mahalel, and we'll soon see Rameo's contribution that a fluid coming from the uterine cavity is dam nido, regardless of its color. Dam is lav davke dam. So Chachomim say, no, dam is only the fluid that has the red color. And then comes the problem, what's called the red color? I didn't bring it in again, but those who weren't here yesterday, I showed them my dictionary of color. The extensive shading of a color, and if you have a Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, dafke this shade of color, you understand why Bizman Azeh, we don't trust ourselves. And we'll see the Gemara give such examples of Amoraim who didn't trust themselves to Paskin, and that's how we got our halachas today, namely that any color of red, any semblance of red, from pink to maroon, is always considered to be red. It's not because we think that it is so, but it's a sofek d'oraisa with an isa koris, and you have no choice. And the Gemara also will point out, what do you do when you hire a rov in your shul to run the community? Do you also give him a colorblind test? What do you do if you get a rov who's colorblind and red and green are about much the same to him? He has to put up a sign, no shilas nida. Right? And what happens as you get older and you don't trust your color discernment anymore? remember my father-in-law, Sof Yomov, the last year or two of his life, there was some maris, and he was saw many maris during the day. People really imposed upon him. It's an imposition to come in Dafke. There are other people he asked shaylos to, but everybody wanted the excuse to go into Ramosha, so they were nudging in asking to paskin our mara. Sof Yomov, there were many maras. He would say, come back tomorrow. I would come down at night, and that's why I installed in my house. I installed two very fancy daylight bulbs, as opposed to mimic true daylight, expensive bulbs used in the movie industry by the fancy cameramen. To be able to pass on the shayla at night also. Otherwise, as we'll see later on, it's not just color, it's also lighting that you have to include. Give me a color doesn't say anything there. With what background? If you want to be a little bit insensitive to a chosen color, then you examine all maras under incandescent light, under the old-fashioned bulbs. They always make things look more yellow-pink than they really are. A fluorescent bulb, if you know by now, comes in all kinds of shades. We have one fixture in my kitchen, has two bulbs in it. They look like the same bulbs, but they're clearly different colors. Different color white. One has a bluish tinge, one has a yellowish tinge to it. And they're both 4 foot fluorescent bulbs. They're very significant. What then? If it's a easy discernible, fine. But then the easy discernible, most people after a few years of married life don't come to ask such shailas. They know pretty much themselves. When they ask you, it's because it's not so discernible. And there is very critical. You can't paskin many shailas at night. I mean, there are many shailas you can't paskin at night. You have to ask him to wait for tomorrow or when you can have daylight. According to tradition, you're supposed to go outside, and if the sun, you shade the sun with your hand, and that's the light by which you discern these colors that even though we don't trust ourselves on shades of red, nafa pikein, there are shades of now, we learned it in the Gemara, there are shades of brown that complicate our life. So either you paskin like the chassidim and asa all browns, also it's a way out. It's also in on a bikiyim business. But if you're going to accept the psak, the nitrush psak, psak of the chacham sodom, that brown is a brown to kavi, like coffee brown or chestnut brown, is considered to be a dam toho. You got to be quite convinced that you are discerning properly, and we'll see how, what kind of meticulous care Chazal gave to try to catch the right shades. Kavi ben Halel added yellow. In fact, the Gemara Velesle le Kavi Domeho Domeho Harei Kan Arba. According to Akavi, there were five. In Domeho Domeho, it's supposed to be only four, plus the black, which is one of the four Shaloka that oxidized. But according to Kavi ben Halel, and now, so you see, the Gemara deals with this limud of Domeho Domeho. As Aloch L'moshe Mishina. Right? You can't say it's a posuk because it's not in the posuk really. It's how we're told to interpret the posuk. So the posuk should be looked upon as a mnemonic device to let you remember. We know what Aloch L'moshe Mishina, and we samchu akro. Iboy say molesa, yeah. He doesn't have that kabbalah, that domer, domer is there to teach you something. And Aloch L'moshe Mishinai, he didn't have the Kabbalah. Viboy Zema, Isli, right? But Milo Omar Rav Hanina, just as you explained, how come the Mishnah has five? when domer, domer is limited to four colors. Odavu shaloka, hachaname milkehu deloki. So, Akavya B'mahala held that yellow is also a derivative of the original red. As the original red was interacted with the environment, right? It could either go one direction as black, right? Or loco, whatever that means. I told you, I think these colors didn't just decided we're going to talk about yellow, well, I say yellow, because in their own experience, I say the simen would be from a bruise, that when a bruise it starts off as red, and then turns black and blue, and turns black, and then starts getting better as the body eats up the clot, right? It goes through lighter shades. That must be the concern that they had, that yellow may all very well be also a derivative of the original red. We'll soon see that we're worried about yellow, black. They're still worried about red, what's called red. Which red is called red? Will the real red stand up? Right? No, that's what we said. Right? Rav Akiva B'Mahalal said it yellow. Right? He says, right? Hainu Tanakama. No, Ikebenayu Litlos. Right? Tanakama, according to that, Kabbalah was willing to consider it a Sophic. Right? And therefore, Lampadai, but Sophic, came along. The Chachomim, right? Mitaro say, no, it's not a suffix. It's Vade Toho. Don't let the yellow introduce any suffix. Okay. Now comes this enigma in the Mishneh. Look back at the Mishneh. Pshameya came in seemingly irrelevancy. We talk about the colors, Hamisha Domin, right? Comes along Rabbi Meir, im eino mitame mishum kesem, mitame mishum mashke. So, we really said shot already, the way the Gemara concludes. What Rabbi Meir is saying is, there are two concerns about these exudates, these effluents from the uterus. One is the Gabe, the woman. What's her status? Is she a nido or not? The second question is on the liquid itself. What is this liquid? It came from a woman who was tameya. Maybe because she saw red yesterday, and now she sees this color. Right? Don't only ask me, is this color a color that is metame her? I want to know if she's metame this color. In other words, is this considered to be a chelik of the goof of the woman? And therefore it has halacha of mashke hayotze, mashke coming from an odom tame, which is metame. A zov, a zova, right, is metame, kicho, v'nio, coughs up phlegm, or spittle, right? They have their own independent as a source of tumor. That's metame other things, right? Even metame, it's an avatumor, metame odom v'kelim. Rameyer comes and says, I don't want to argue on the question of yellow color, but I want to introduce another concern, namely, the liquid that you're calling yellow, purple, whatever you want to call it, is irrelevant. It's a liquid that came from a woman who's tameya, and therefore, what's the status of this liquid? Is it main or matame, right? Mishum kesem, now we'll interpret the Gemara concludes, if it itself doesn't make a tumor on the woman, but the woman made a tumor on it. You with us? Okay. Omar Rav Yochanan, Yorad Rameh, Leshidit Sakavi Mahalel. I think Rameyer is because of the way he introduces this halacha. After Rabbi Kavya Mahalo said yellow is tomei, and Chachomim yell no, it's toho. Chachom Metaren comes Rameyer says okay, and that machlokes. I agree with Rabbi Kavya Mahalo that it should be metame the isha this color, but at least you should be moda that the isha was metame this thing. If she was a nida and she sees this color, that this color there is an irrelevancy. The color is irrelevant. The substance is from the woman. The liquid coming from the woman. So she should be metame as a what? As a mashke that's yotze from her. Now, not all mashkos are metame. Therefore, we know the mashkas per tamay that we know alocha al-maisha we have dam and cholov, right? Kichov and spittle, right? And phlegm. This fits in some place. Hocha kabalul rabbanan. Nehi deheche de kamashkachas kesem yorok. Amana lo matamisu, in truth, it's truth that you don't want to be matamay a yellow color. Heche de kachazi dam yorok be goofy to tamay. Ihochi. But when she saw this color from her body, meaning it's coming from her, Kesem, we are told on maybe came from the outside. I'm not talking about such a thing, he says. I'm talking about something I know Vadai. She saw this color, saw it coming out of her body. The liquid came from her body. Ihochi, emeinu metame mishum kesem, meaning it doesn't have any hilchos nida attached to it to make her into a nida, because she's a nida already. But metame mishum mashke. But I ask, that's why you're learning Pshat Rameya, then Rameya's choice of words is not accurate. What's wrong with Kesem? Why call it Kesem? You should have said, Mishum Roa, she sees dam coming from the body, she sees a liquid coming from the body. What is it? Frankly, Gemara, Mishum Roa Meboyalein. No, then you should have used a different language. Why don't you do Kesem, brings to mind the whole country, other things about it.
Kesem was wrong or Mashke was wrong?
I thought Kesem was fine, the word Mashke was wrong.
Ihachi im eno metamin mishum ketem metamin mishum mashka mishum roe mevayle roe replaces mashka. The two words should have been ketem and roe.
No, I don't think that makes sense. No, I think that what you replace is you're replacing kesem. Why do you still introduce kesem? Kesem refers right to a new thing. I told her. It came from her. No, you know why? If you say it came with gufa, you know why it came with gufa. Kesem is not a double that comes with gufa. Kesem is something that comes that could be with gufa and could be with machutz. Therefore, I think that's the proper way that I'm shot. Right. So why do you mention kesem? You say she's matami mishum roa because she sees the blood coming from, she sees the liquid coming from her body. So this liquid is a double habo. Migufo, and therefore it should be metame as mashke, not for the mashke to cause a halachic change in the woman, but for the woman to cause a halachic change on the mashke. Ela hacha kamalu,
No. So here's how you have to understand what Rameir is. Nehi heichid the kochas yedam yorok meikorol o matamisu. That's what we need to say. That's why I came to say, really, Rameir is extending the machlokes of Rav Akiva ben Mahalalel and the Chazor Chachamim. And he's saying to them, okay, you say that Yorok has no halachic significance. Not true. Hey, the Kochaz Yedam Yorok may Koro, if you saw just Dam Yorok, well, that's the Chachamim say Metare, it's nothing. It's just a liquid, doesn't mean anything. Lo matam isu, but heichid the chaz yedam odom. She became a need already. There's no shaila. And behold, the chaz yedam yorog. And a day later, she sees this liquid that is a yellow color. What's the status of the liquid? Titame midi dahava amashke zavazova. That liquid should be matame. Nothing to do with Nida. She's a Nida already. She saw Dam Odom before. But Rabbanan say, not all liquids, not all fluids that come from the body, not all body fluids, right, are either Nida, if it comes from a uterine cavity, or is it Dam, is it Mashka Hayotse Menatomi? Only certain mashkos are yotzei min hatomei. Dum yederok. And here I just wonder whether Rashi has it right. Midi dehava mashke zavazova. Right? Rabbanan dum yederok. Ma rok she misagel v'yotzei. Al kol she misagel v'yotzei. Lafuki hai deine misagel v'yotzei. So Rashi learns misagel v'yotzei, it accumulates and then it is expelled. Look at Rashi. Shemisasev tchila v'yachakach yotzei lavuki dam ben tomei ben tog shubol notev v'yotzei rishon rishon. It doesn't accumulate. I just question why that word misagel. Anyone offer a different interpretation of Rashi? Rashi said he says that it's good enough. What does he say?
It has to do with the cycle, the menstrual cycle.
What? The word misagel has to do with what? Going around in circles. Okay. What is it? I think it refers to the viscosity. The rok that they talk about, right? Yeah, of course, it comes in all the different viscosities. I think misagel must mean it balls up. Right? It's a phlegm like exudate. Right? But Rashi says it's good enough for us. But the word misagel would indicate something else. And if you think about body fluids, that's just that the roken that they are talking about. I don't know if that. They don't differentiate between rogue that comes from salivating because you smelled somebody make a latkes and it causes increased salivation that's very liquid, or is it when you wake up in the morning and you expel from your mouth, it's something more viscous, refers to a viscosity. The sagil, I think, refers to a viscosity. But you have to hold like Rashi. Okay. So dam is right, it doesn't ball up, doesn't form a lump. Right. It forms a clot later, but Lu Yochi Shape commonly Rabban Rameir. Here the Gemara goes off the deep end. Yeah.
What about Hagas Chazitei?
Huh? Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, that's it. It comes out. It's how it, what it looks like when it comes out. There we talk about how it accumulates. It accumulates little by little and then comes out. Therefore, Rashi, that's the reason I would think I'd rather not learn like Rashi. Because if accumulate, dam also accumulates according, dam it accumulates. But if it refers to the fact that it doesn't form a ball-like structure, that's better pshat, but you can't set up with Rashi. He's nice enough to tell us pshat sort of so many other places we don't know pshat. Suddenly you get smart and you know better than him, it's not so nice. Okay. Now it goes off really off the topic. No, I want to know, is it a mashke lahashir sazroim? Right, if I spit on a zera, it makes it mukhsho lekabel tumah. Try to work out a circumstance though. What happened? You were coughing and accidentally spit on it? That's not mashke. Mashke has to be what? Berotzo. Right, it says, right? How does it go? Kiyutan mayim azera, right? Kiyutan. So it's spelled yud tof nun the kri and iksiv. So Gemara darshes kiyutan mayim azera, yutan dumri the yitain, my yitain bidas the nichale. Also yutan has to be the nichale. Yeah. So it can't be just accidentally coughed and spit on it. That wouldn't be machshir kabbatumah. So for some reason you have to. It gets a difficult mitzius case, difficult to formulate a case where it's really would be such a shaila. Nevertheless, it's theoretical. Rabbonan say no. Dam chalolim v'leka. What dam is called a mashke? That's dam shanefesh yotzebo. Right? Pick up the Rashi. Dam chalolim. I'm sorry. Lehebe kemashke lahach shezroim. Shem yiga sheres behem yitame. Right? So amai metarisu legamri. So why did the Rabbanan say toho? Of no machshirim. As if it's nothing. He should have made a reservation. But it's still a mashke. Legabe. How do you know? He said, no, because Rabbana hold even dam, not every dam is called dam amashke. Not even dam itself is not called amashke, unless it's dam chalolim. Dam shanefesh yotzebo kori mashke. Right? Look, pick up the Rashi. Dam chalolim yishter, dam shanefesh yotzebo kori mashke. Ulinyin hechsher b'in mashke kirasiv. Asher yovo olav mayim yitmo, chol mashke asher yishose, klomar ochel umashke asher yishose yovo ala ochel. Ochel mekudu. Yehoche yishape komale rabon rameir. You don't have this often in the Gemara. So why did Rameir answer then? In other words, no one is arguing that that's the definition of dam. So why would a yellow dam be machshir? It's certainly not a dam shanefesh yotzebo. It's not vital blood. Ela hocha kama lehu. Alfu b'gzer shoveh. Rameir said he learned it from a gzer shoveh. Ksiv hocha shlochayech pardes rimonim. It's the name of a famous sefer on Hilchos Nida, Pardes Rimonim. And Shulchai Pardes Rimonim is a poetic reference to a bride, to a wife, Be'es Nidusa, when she's a Nida, right? She is a closed orchard. She's a sealed orchard. Shulchai, like a Pardes Shulchai, somehow refers to a woman be'es nidusa, is like a pardes rimonim that's protected, that's sealed, the gate is closed. Uchsiv hosam shleach mayim apnei chutzos, right? Therefore, we know that what, that whatever makes her into a, that the mashkos that are involved in needles are compared to water, and just like water is machshir, then this exudate is also machshir. Shleach mayim apnei chutzos. Hello. And here we say a very important klal, and that's how we hold. And nowadays, with the word identification software, you can make a lot of good gzeira shavus. Find a common word between two things, and try, and then we say en gzeira shavu l'machza, right? So every day you have to make a perfect match. You go crazy trying to match up irrelevant things. There's no such thing as a word, a hidden code in the Torah that you discover. Right? Therefore, the codes idea, that's part of Gzeira Shava, it's a coding. Because Baruch Hu coded certain mitzvahs by giving you, and that's why we have a chilik in what? A Gzeira Shava Mufne and Eina Mufne. Right? Why? Mufne, that's a good Gzeira Shava. What Mufne meaning? Right? There's no reason for that word. It's an open word. No reason for it. Therefore, it's there as a marker. Becomes a marker word. Right? It says, that's, you don't sit down with a computer and get word identification in the Torah and start making your own codes. You want to claim a point in logic that you can claim, you make a kal v'chomer, but you cannot go and detect a hidden meaning in a pasuk through a gzeira shove. That only comes down halacha l'moshe v'sinai, only comes down with Kabbalah. Okay, continue learning Pshat in the Mishnah. Comes along Rabbi Yossi. It says, lo kach, lo kach. Right. What does it mean? No. It's not metame the woman, and the woman's not metame it. Like the Rabbanon said, Rabbanon Metaren, meaning it has no halachic significance, this yellow effluent, yellow exudate that comes out of the woman. No, that's what the Rabbanon said. Rabbanon Metaren, so why does Rabbi Yossi come to add? Ihochi, back to Gemara, right? Rabbi Yossi, Yom Elokach, Okach, Haino Tanakama, Zohoka Mashmalan, Man Tarakama Rabbi Yossi. He's then identifying B'chol Omer Dovah B'shabamu maybe Geula Li'olam. Mitch is telling you this. Okay, you want to give me a shot here? So what's he saying? It's really a Rameir. I mean, the Rebbe Yudan Ossi put an irrelevancy in the Mishnah. He said that Rabbi Yossi says lo kach v'lo kach. Rabbanon said lo kach v'lo kach. Rabbanon said chachom emtara. That's lo kach v'lo kach. Neither is it dam nido, nor is it a dover hayotzei mi anido. So what did Rabbi Yossi add? There's nothing. The Tanakam, meaning Rebbe, is getting credit upstairs by identifying the source of the quote. You said Rabbanon, that's anonymous, right? Therefore, he identifies it with Rabbi Yossi. Old time Darshonim. I heard it many times myself. Almost traditionally, would end up their drosha. Ubon Lutzion Goel, Omei. The last line of a drosha. Like nowadays, end up drosha under the chuppah, and drosha dishur shchida beinechem or tisku this goes by snemem biyishoel mazal tov. A traditional ending. Someone, with a sense of humor, asked, "How come all the droshes end up volunteering the way or me?" It's very simple, because the fellow plagiarized what he just said. He could have brought a gula himself by quoting the source. Homer davar shemomo maybe gula lolam. So he lets you know, even though I didn't quote the source, I hope anyway volunteering the way that Mashiach will come anyway.
What if it's a new idea?
Huh?
What if the guy giving the drasha actually introduces a new idea?
If it's an idea, it doesn't hurt to ask for Mashiach anyway. Doesn't cost an extra money. Okay. Now we go. Now get into here. What you're having over here seems to be a little bit. Bit of redundancies coming in, but it really lays the halachic basis for halacha lamaisa b'zman hazeh, why we don't differentiate colors. And this is a really a great loss there, because now, for the first time in the human history, we can differentiate colors. In other words, what I showed you yesterday in the color charts, we can identify these colors. And I can, you put something through a spectrophotometer and get fingerprint, you know, DNA identification of that color and match them up 1, 2, 3. We see the Chachomim, you'll see it soon, they had trouble. And they used color standards. Like I told you when I brought you in the ink, people use this little block of ink as a color standard for what's called black. Yeah. For the first time, we really have all the equipment to be able to accurately identify colors. But already we have a takanas chachamim not to identify colors. Therefore, you're stuck with it. And most likely stuck with it forever. What's the rule? Any takana made as a siog to prevent an isel, even a bezdin achel godel b'menem b'chochem b'minyan can't revoke it. Okay. Zeu Odom Kedam Hamake. We're going to a color that no one argues on. Odom, everybody agrees, right? But what is Odom? What's called red? It says Kedam Hamake. My Kedam Hamake. What kind of Maka are we talking about? Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Kedam Shol Shochut. Like the blood that comes out after the shochet cuts the neck of an animal, that color blood is what we're talking about. Because obviously, I would see Chazal held that blood comes in different shades also. We know there are, we can differentiate sometimes, a person is very anemic, even to the eye the color. We used to have in biology department, one of the things that kids did to each other was to stick each other, and then measure how much hemoglobin there is. Nowadays we have a machine that we have electrical equipment that tells them. But if you remind me, I'll bring it up. I still have. A book of filter paper. Yeah, strips, serrated strips. You said, doctor would stick you, put a drop of blood on the filter paper, and then on the back of the book, there was a color chart. And he determined your hemoglobin level by matching up the color with the color chart there. Yeah. So we know that it comes in different colors. You see the chart on there, quite clearly different reds. Right. So that's the chart. Now, what red are you talking about? That's all vade dam. It's a damaka. I stuck somebody with a needle, and I see the blood, and now one blood matches up there that he has a hemoglobin of 14. I thought numbers when. One has a hemoglobin of 7. He's not going to walk around much longer with 7, but there are people. One of some people is suffering from cancer who are taking chemotherapy, where the blood goes down that low, goes down to half the value of hemoglobins, and they're still functional, they're still walking around. And they go to the doctor, they will give me a transfusion. That's what you want to ask an important question. What red color are you talking about? My kedam hamako. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel kedam shel shochet. V'leim kedam shchita then. What's dam hamako? A better identity is dam hashchita. Right? Yoma kedam hashchita mina kekulu shchita. Kamash malon kedam hamako mitchilos hakor shel sakin. As blood leaves the animal is the process of bleeding to death, the color of the blood changes. The first blood that comes out has one shade of red. Later on it picks up another shade of red. Uloma kedam tzipo chaya, like the blood of a tzipo chaya, but he didn't define what chaya means. Chaya means lafuki shochut, not the blood that comes from a dead chicken. You get a dead chicken and you go ahead and you cut into the meat and you'll still find a blood vessel that will bleed. That's one kind of blood. Another kind of blood is I have a live chicken and I injure the chicken. I cut the chicken. That kind of blood comes out. The two hues of blood are different. Odilma lafuki kochosh. Maybe when dam tzipo chaya, a healthy bird, versus an anemic bird. I'll take you with that, but we don't know. Okay, don't know what you meant by chaya. Chaya could mean, right, a non-anemic bird, or chayim could mean the chilek between a live bird and a dead bird, what the color of the blood is. Ziri Omar, Rab Chanina b'dam makolas arosh. Here's something that they knew about. Lice infestation was a norm of life. Everybody was infested with lice. And as I think I mentioned in Aloha Shir, nowadays we have the same problem. And Mr. Shem, you'll try to get your children into a school, they first got to pass Bidika, right? Not on their intelligence, but where they are or not, whether they are lousy children or not. And there's in one city that two women make a business of this. They every zaman they're the ones that got to give a p'tur, got to give a heksha on the children that they're okay to go to school, because it's almost impossible to prevent. Once one of the children comes in with lice, within a few days, every child will be infested. Meisri, you say, Kedam Achole Shel Rosh, right? Why did you specify dam machole shel rosh? Maisvi, I'll ask you, hogo machole is hareze tolebo, the gabe the din of kesem, right? With kesem, where you told her the makar, if in that period of time she knows that she killed a lice, which means that she had lice, then you told her the makolas. My love, the kuli gufo, but doesn't say a specification, a machole shel harosh, a head louse. Now, this, I think I mentioned that last month, they are specific. The head louse doesn't affect other parts of the body. The louse that found other parts of the body don't go to the head. These are mfunokim. They are very, very specific what kind of diet they like. Therefore, when you limit it to dama kol shel rosh, obviously you're trying to exclude. And but we said no, the blood of a nida and the blood of a makoles can be misconstrued. So you see, but don't specify makoles shel rosh. My lab the kuligufa. So no, it means the rosha, right? Alright, so let me just, you know, if you go put it all together, you realize they're not being telling any new things. Why? What did he tell you with? The dam is damako. Right? Because the guy said, no, it's not damako, it's dam kino shalosh. Right? That's the same thing. Where did the kino get the blood from? You're not talking about the blood of the insect. But the insect is hardly red. If you should squash a louse, the blood you see is your blood.
Same thing with the mosquito.
Louse, like a mosquito. Do you ever catch a mosquito on you and hit him? And the blood appears. That's not the blood of the mosquito. That's the blood that he took from you. You take it out again. There was damako. That's the point I want to make. That damako is damako, same halacha. As far as kola means fresh blood that the kino took from the makolas took from you. Okay. All right. Now comes here a little. It's a little bit of biology that we don't understand. Okay. Ami v'radinoi omar rabavo kidam espa ktano shel yad shel nokvo v'choyso v'chozo v'nokvo. There must be some other explanation here, but I'm sorry, I can't find a source for it. What could he possibly want to do to us by giving us this? What's the standard of red? What's the color red that's called dam midoraisa? Listen to the requirement, how you determine what the color is. It has to be the blood from your pinky, shenokfo, which was injured. And the injury, you cut it once and it got better, b'choiso, it healed. And just at the point when it was healed, you injured it a second time. Okay. That gives you the accurate color of blood. Okay. Give some explanation there. There's a point that we made here. That what? If I go ahead and I get my finger caught in a door and injured enough to start bleeding, what's coming out is not only blood. Right? Since there was an injury, fluid comes in, right? So you have more than blood in there. Meaning, of course it's blood, but lymph also comes in, right? But if no, it got all healed. And then was injured again, I mean, they need a very little injury to open it up again.
Therefore, there isn't any what? Any inflammatory process going on. But it's pure blood, as we say. A wound that was healed and then reopened, right, gives you the idea of pure blood. That's what he tries to say. I want to avoid blood without other body fluids mixed in. That's the Hezbollah. But
could that possibly be, you know, the standard that Kodesh Baruch Hu intended? It said that's the din d'oraisa. But not from anybody. But also call them. Elo, shall bochu, shall nosa isha. It has to be a virgin boy, as we'll see. Vat kama, abocha. At what point are you abocha? Up to what point? Ad ben Yisrim, until 20 years old. After that, you're over the hill, right? After that, you're an old man already. So we don't want any old blood. We need fresh blood. Masri, right? He said, Shalom Nosa Isha. Masri, it says that if she finds a kesem, and if she can, and she finds out that her husband has a wound, Tole b'bno b'baila, she can assume that since she's not Pinchas Vesta, so she can assume the blood, she can be told her that she found a kesem. So she can be told her the kesem maybe came from the husband, maybe came from the son. Bishul b'bino, okay, mashkachaslo. Ella, you say, Bala, how can heche mashkachaslo? How could you be told her on her husband? You told me that the color that asks her as a nido is the color of a bochum shornosa isha. And if she has a husband, we assume he's Arabocha Shorosa Isha. Amar Nachman by Yitzchok, it has nothing to do with Nosa Isha. It has to do with whether he had a sexual experience. Ganshe Nichelso Lechupo Volo Nivolo. He could be a husband, but they never had relations yet. And therefore, he's still a Bocha, and therefore his blood is the color blood that you can be told of for Adida. No explanation for that one. Okay. That a marital experience, marital act experience, affects the color of the blood. That once he has relations with his wife, right, he's no longer to be used as an indicator for the proper color of blood. I assume that every now and then they would take a poor fellow, right, who's not married, take a hammer and hit him on the pinky, right, and then wait till he got almost better and hit him again, and then you can see what the color of blood is. I think the main contribution of this complexity is to let you know that you don't know, to really justify the conclusion that we are not bodic colors of red. Here you have coming to the conclusion of that conclusion, basically. Maise betola rameir bekilo berebi tola besorov shikva. Right. What's the kasha? He had a good kasha. I tell you, a masa, what does masa mean? Halacha la masa. A woman came in with a shayla, and they didn't want a paskin right away, so they used a color chart. What was the color chart? He said, oh, it's tola bekilgo, right? This color most likely came from the fact that she was working with this kilo, right? As far as I know, according to other Gemara Shabbos, kilo was a cosmetic, eye cosmetic. Got it yesterday's science section. in the New York Times, Yimach Shemam, they had an article on the cosmetics of the Egyptian princesses, and they show that the cosmetics had a lot of lead in it, and therefore served a antiseptic function as well as a cosmetic function. In Gemara, we have that kohol, likhol asayin, right, was used as a cosmetic and used as a refuah b'shabbos. Shalom was muto likhol asayin b'shabbos. That's what they're referring to. The kof ches v'olamet. Kohol was a substance which served a double function, as a cosmetic or as a treatment for eye infection. Yeah. And what they said yesterday in the paper was enochanami. That's what it, so there, a lot of lead in the pigment would raise a question of lead absorption, etc. But a little bit of lead wouldn't lead to much absorption. And the bottom line would be a beneficial thing that would prevent, while using the cosmetic, it would prevent eye infections, which are very common in desert countries. It would be a very important function for that coal. Okay. So what does it say here? He was told that the kesem, it must have been because she was working with kilo, or maybe she was working with this wood, shikma wood, a tree called shikma, right? And the sap of that tree, right, is reddish, right? My love, odom, right? Meaning that's what they use to check on red. Everybody knows that's not red. Sap of a shikma tree may have a tinge of something that looks like red, but certainly that can be. You tell me, give me standards. What do you call red? You tell me a shechita at the beginning of shechita, right? Not at the end. And you tell me it's a bocho who never slept with a lady, and then his blood. And suddenly you tell me no, that you had to check whether the kesef is anything. Oh, nothing to worry about. This color that she saw, that's because she was told her. You told her the shikma because she was working with lumber, and they know that lumber doesn't have a red. Right, even redwood lumber doesn't have red. Therefore, that's a kasha. You make me so specific that the only red which is we assume is damnido, that red. And how could you be told that the kesem came from this? Obviously, you're not using a color standard that makes sense for red.
You had mentioned before that someone who's anemic,
sorry?
You had mentioned that someone who's anemic, their blood is a slightly different color.
Sure.
Wouldn't it make the most sense to use as a color standard? You take the cloth with the kesem on it, you prick the finger of the woman, and you make a dot of blood next to it, and then you compare them.
Yeah, that's what they were trying to do. As we'll see, they didn't have much for red, but it came to black. They actually did that. They actually used a color standard. We'll see in a minute. Yeah, but in economy, I mean, we're past that stage already. Yeah. But if you remind me, I guess I'll have in my files. I have a filter paper book with each chart on it. You see, and that I remember in biology class from old days where
we wanted to do that.
They used to do that. Yeah, they did.
They don't let you do it in microbiology anymore because of AIDS.
They don't let us do it
anymore. You need to be trained to operate around sharps and needles, but because of the insurance for the university, because of AIDS and bloodborne pathogens and everything like that.
No, we use a fresh needle to each one.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the simple cop, but they still
have to say needle twice.
It's not hard training. It's just it's not hard training. They just want a piece of paper saying that you know.
Uh-huh. Right. Anyway,
they don't have the same thing working in the labs. Sorry.
Okay, so that's the kasha. Clearly, this is not a red. So why did they use that as an excuse? Oh, she's not a nida. She most likely was working with these things, and therefore you're told on that. But it's not a red color. Why would you use that as a heter to be matter her? Right. My love, Odom, lo hashad, no. remember we have the color, right, that we're trying to identify, right? There is a color that would halacha lemaisa be considered to be a possible issue on her. But even though it's not a real red, nevertheless they wanted to identify what it is. Ameima mazuta washi, and here you have these stories to try to justify the halacha lemaisa. Habayasri kame umno, they were by a bloodletter. Uman was a barber, right? That's Uman was the barbers for those days. The red and white barber pole, remember?
Bloody red.
Was the announcement that I am a bloodletter. Right. Yeah. Shaklili Tano Kamaisa.
That was dentist.
Hmm?
That was dentist. I thought it was barber and dentist.
Bye-bye.
I thought the red was for dentistry, not for bloodletting.
Dentists are still blood.
What's the difference?
Yeah, dentists are still
bloodletting. No.
You're an anti-dentite.
Yeah. You know. No. No. It's bloodletting. Uman, a bloodletter. What was it? It was a fellow published last year to show how many presidents died from bloodletting.
Probably a lot.
It seems that sort of the last thing you do to a fellow, the last ditch effort to make him better was to take out some of his blood.
Yeah.
And how sure they were by this forensic medicine, trying to figure out what happened 100 years ago, like at the conclusion, how many of our presidents were killed by the bloodletting.
Who? Lincoln.
No, even though not only Lincoln. Lincoln also, when the guy was shot, and what do you do if a guy shot? Let's do some bloodletting. Maybe the bullet will come out through the blood, or whatever cheshbon they had. But a whole bunch of presidents they list that certainly the cause of death was the bloodletting. It was such a common thing there. I mean, Gemara and Shabbos discusses. Whether you're allowed to let blood on Friday. Friday's a bad time for bloodletting because Mars is at some place where it shouldn't be. and he says, oh, but because Kivu the Doshe Be'rabim, right? Shomer Psorim Hashem. Everybody does it, some it's okay. Why did everybody do it? Because after bloodletting, you're supposed to eat fish. And fish is expensive, so they moved the bloodletting to Friday because on fish you eat Friday night you eat fish, so you save yourself a fish meal that way. Yeah, it was such a common thing. I mean, it was a health. I mean, perfectly healthy people would go in once a month, up until I think it was from age 20 to age 40. Once a month, you take out a pint of blood. Not aseptic technique either.
Stick a hole in your arm and just let it bleed out. Very Nietzsche. Very Nietzsche-esque. Very Nietzsche-esque medicine. If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger.
Okay, you with us?
Yeah. Now it's only every 56 days.
I'm sorry.
Now you're only allowed to donate blood. I think every 56 days.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing clear.
The New York Blood Center, I think you're only allowed to donate every 56 days, which is more than, which
it's
is less than
months.
Once a month. Every 2 months.
Yeah. One of my sons-in-law donates regularly, the only one in the family who could afford to do it, I guess. Shalom Fried. He has a schedule.
You can get a lot of free stuff, you know.
Yeah.
They pay you for your. They don't pay you, but they give you blood points that you can redeem.
Really?
Yeah.
It takes a long time to accumulate something.
It takes a long time. It's like 40 something points For a bleeding. If you do double reds, you get 80 points because it's double red.
What do you do with
I got a windbreaker.
Yeah, what? You got a windbreaker.
What do you do with the points?
You can redeem it.
They give. They offer you, it's an incentive because people don't want to take the time to go and give it, and there's the pain and sacrifice.
Pain.
So you accumulate points, and they give you, the more you do, the more prizes you get. And depending on your blood type, they might ask you to come in. If you have high iron levels, they'll ask you to give double red cells with a special machine. Or if you have high plasma levels, they constantly ask me to come downtown and give plasma. Because apparently, because my blood type is a universal plasma donor.
For leukemic children or something. Yeah.
And they give you, and you accumulate points.
And where do you cash them in?
Online.
They'll ship you a prize.
I'm saving up for a GPS.
Yeah.
They have a GPS.
How many gallons of blood do you need for that?
Yeah, look, you get a blood donor card.
Yeah.
It has a number. You go online. You plug in your number. You can see how many points you have. You can redeem. They have your address, you know. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Gallon Club, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all...
I discussed this morning in Shia, I mentioned about the Ponovich of Ops, that's how, if you have a rare blood type, had B negative, you have a rare blood type, you get more points?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No.
That's just because that's not fair. You know, it's not your fault that you're born with O negative or, you know.
It's your parents' fault.
Yeah, O negatives get, you know, 50 points of blood.
Yeah, it seems that B negative is the least common blood in America. I told you a story about Panu Chorov, that in Yeshiva we had then 271 students in Yeshiva, and only eight had the B negative blood.
And why did he take those statistics?
Why what?
Oh, you missed the story this morning. He needed a blood transfusion.
Oh.
So, okay.
I wonder how many people were fighting to line up to donate.
It was the middle of the night.
Take my blood ready.
Okay. Shakli Karma Kamaisa. They took the first test tube of blood. Whatever the karma is. It means a tube anyway. La Mema. Mema was the donor. Right? He was having his blood let. He was letting his blood out. So the first tube of blood, Chaze, right? Mazutra saw this blood. Amar Lahu, Odom, Dutnan, Kihai, right? When we learned in the Mishnah, Odom, this is the color. Shakra Leachita, they took the second test tube of blood. Amar Lahu, Ishtane, not this color. That's a different color already. Amar Avashi, Kigana Noah, right? Present day was Amema Mazutra Ravashi, right? Kavashi said, Kigana Noah, whether I know Loya Dina Ben Hailai, Lama Boiler Mazadoma. If that's the case, I'm going to stop seeing any Maris Domim, because I can't differentiate between the first tube of blood and the second tube of blood. So obviously, my color discernment isn't good enough to pass any shaylos. So I'm going to back off. I won't pass any shaylos. Okay, I'll continue because it's really easy stuff, and then we'll go back on the tesis. Shochol kecheres. What the heck is cheres? Okay. Cheres means cheres she'omru. The cheres we're talking about is dio. I'm referring to ink. Tanya nama hochi, shocho ke cheres, the shocho she'omru dio. What kind of language is that? The color is cheres, and the cheres I'm referring to is the color of dio. So why not say the color of dio? Why do you introduce cheres here? Velema dio. Say ink, I know. It says, I amadyo hava mina ki pakhusa didyusa. Kamashwaran ki charusa didyusa. Okay. The ink, when you make it, doesn't dissolve completely. Whatever stuff they use doesn't dissolve. Like I told you once how we make the sulfur make ink. Right? The main component of the ink is lamplack, soot that they manufacture. Right? Now that soot is carbon, it doesn't dissolve. It has to be suspended. Right? It's a colloidal suspension. So nowadays we know how. I don't know if your kids ever have any contact with indie ink. Used to use it a lot in the laboratory. It's a waterproof ink. It's pure lamplack. Only what? It has a charge on it, electrostatic charge. So it stays suspended in the water. It's the best ink because it's waterproof, etc. But what's the key contribution? It doesn't penetrate the parchment. That's the reason why sulfur have to use that kind of an ink concoction, because it has to be able to be erased. And how do you erase it? With a razor blade, by gently scraping off the carbon. In other words, it occludes to the parchment, but doesn't penetrate the parchment. Right? Unlike our inks, which would be penetrating the parchment. So therefore, he says, What are we referring to? I'm referring charusa de diosa. I'm referring to the sediment of the ink. So in their ink, they put in whatever they put in. I'm sure they must have stirred up while using it, but there was a sediment part. So you have the ink on top, which is the functional ink, and the sediment. The color is the sediment color, not the color of the ink on top. Iboilahu. Belacha over Yavishta. The sediment in the ink well has a layer of water on it. That also changes the shade of the color of red, color of black of the ink. Are you referring to the sediment when taken out and dried? That's your color standard? Be Yavishta, Toshma. I'll tell you, Halacha Lamaisa, Rebbe Ami. Pali kulta didyusa u bodik bar. Right. Rabami always had a lump of this black ink, right? And he used that as a color standard to determine blacks. Blacks, believe it or not, were their worst problem. Why? By us too, yeah. Why the worst problem? Because blacks come in shades that, to this day, I find it hard to
imagine. You can't tell them apart, right? They all look the same.
Yeah. I wear generally black suits, occasionally blue, but usually black suits. And hanging in the closet, I have three suits black. Then when the light's shining, and they don't all look identical. They all are different shades of black. Yeah. What's black? We'll see later on. The black, like a black olive. Black olive has I know what a black olive looks like. A black olive has a dull kind of a black on it. Okay. As I said in the morning shiur, we should not have said tachlin today. Okay. But they didn't get the message from Massachusetts early enough. If you think the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not in charge, you have to think again.
They like the Republican.
I don't know what will be now. We'll see what those guys are going to try to do. I can't imagine. You know, we talk about an old American. I like to boast that my great grandchildren, Baruch Hashem, are sixth generation Americans. I'm a real Yankee. I can't imagine happening in America that it should be a president and a Congress. They know what the people want. The hell with the people. They do what they want.
You know what they said to him, by the way, Brown. When Brown got up and said that he wasn't going to vote for the medical bill,
they started bombasting him, saying that you're going to sit in Ted Kennedy's chair and you're not going to vote for what Ted Kennedy wanted and what Ted Kennedy died for. And he looked back at them and he said, that's not Ted Kennedy's chair, and it's not your chair, and it's not my chair, it's the people's chair, and I'm going to vote for what the people want me to vote for.
Yeah, that's it. That's, but I don't understand how Congress is where the guy hears people are against you. They don't want this thing. I'll say, the heck with you. I'll tell you what's good for you, and that's all. And it's not good for you. He's a man of integrity, our president. He said, I'm going to redistribute the wealth of America. Whatever he's doing is for that purpose alone. Real communist doctrine. Redistribute the wealth. I mean, you're going to give insurance to 30 million people, you're going to pay for it. You got insurance, your insurance rates go up, they'll, the insurance company not going to pay for it. They'll raise the rates on everybody, it's fine. Yeah. Or the government will pay for it, and then they'll print more money so that the money in your wallet starts disappearing. It's unbelievable. It's happening to America. That's why I don't understand how it's happening to us. We're supposed to be Americans. We don't stand for such nonsense. It's not out of Iraq. Iran. You have an Ayatollah on top who tells you what to do. Well, maybe, as I say, maybe Kodesh Baruch Hu has decided, okay, you bunch of idiots, you can't run a country. I'll show you how. Yeah. Okay. Iboy Elohu. Balacha b'mishta. Rabbi made poly kulta did yoso body be. He kept... Right. I'll give you other standards of color which you can use. Kikir, whatever kir is, a waxy substance or something else. Kidyo, ka'onot, like a black grape. Right, tomato. Bizui sheshoninu, that's what the Mishnah said. Omok mikan, tomato. Anything darker will be tomato, right? Amarawalozo, kizayis, like an olive, I mean black olive, kizephis tar, uka orev, like the color of a raven, tohol, that's not black. You say a black raven? No, that's not black. That's a shade of gray, dark gray, whatever it is. Vizu seshanino, diho mikan, anything lighter than the colors that I gave you, right, or toho. Ula omar kilavusha siyur, like a cloak, identifies it as a cloak that rich people wear when they come out of the mechitz, and the spa owner gives them a bathrobe to put on. Right, these were black. Why black? They didn't have to do much washing in between. People eating it, right? Ula ikloy le pumpedisa chazir lintayo de lovish levusha uchma. We'll finish with this nice story. He came to Pumpedisa in Bavel, and he saw an Arab wearing a black cloak. Amalu shocho desnan. Ah, why this is wonderful. Shocho means kiho, that's the color black that we have a Kabbalah, that's the black tell me. Motu mine puta puta. So the Talmidim jumped on this Arab and tore up his cloak into little pieces. And they paid him 400 zuz. So now they had a color standard which they could use to pass, which couldn't get away, right? That's the color. So they each one walked away with a little piece of the cloth. So they can use that as a rubber, as a color standard, in order to pass kashrus. We'll stop here.
400. That's enough to buy 200 goats.